You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Some people are going to think this is cool. Me, I think this is a little creepy, all right? They say your fetus, right? If you have a fetus, if you're pregnant, if you're a lady, of course, that the fetus can sense the mother's psychological state. Now, of course, the fetus can hear the heartbeat. The fetus can hear you sing. I used to sing all the time, so my kids heard my singing, which is why they don't like it. But they actually think that the fetus can pick up signals of their mom's mental state. They can tell if mom is depressed, if mom is anxious, and they say actually women who were depressed, well, let me see what happened here. Hold on. Sorry about that. All right. They say they found older children whose mothers were anxious during pregnancy had differences in their brain structures. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to study. It's going to probably take years. They're going to be launching a series of studies on if mom was depressed, what happens to baby? Because, of course, I got to watch baby, right, prospectively. And then if mom was anxious, what that happened to baby? But they figured out that fetuses can pick it up. And I think back because I had two kids, you know, and no two pregnancies are ever the same, and no two children, unless of course identical twins, are ever the same. And I remember I worked in the ER, and I was in medical school at the time when I was pregnant with my first. So I, you know, you would say, okay, then I was stressed with my first child. Yet with my second child, I had to deal with my first child, not to mention open my practice and deal with my practice and work. So I think the stress was the same. Yet one is a lot more laid back than the other. So I don't know if I believe it. But personally, I think, you know, the fetus should just mind its own business. All right. Of course, mom's stressed. Of course, mom's anxious. Mom's not sleeping. Mom has a lot of extra gas because she's pregnant. Now, mom is gaining weight, getting pimples. Yes, you know, we're not going to be the happiest folk. All right. So if we now have to, you know, be happy and put on a happy face for our fetus, ain't going to happen. All right. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. A lot of good stuff. Apparently, people that undergo chemotherapy may actually kind of get a fogginess. And maybe some, I don't want to say dementia, but maybe some issues with cognition. They call it chemo brain. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of the latest and the greatest in medical headlines, a little bit about Occupy protest. But, of course, I want to hear from you on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in the news, they've been talking about how Facebook has been flooded with porn and violent images. They believe it's either like a spam or a virus. They call it a spam virus. They say that it propagates when unknowing users click on infected content. Now, you see, I don't click on it. What I'm noticing when I go on Facebook, and I've already maxed out with Facebook friends, so I don't know who I've added. Because of the show, I added everybody. Anybody who wants to be on my Facebook page or Twitter or regular Facebook, whatever you could do to get on, fine. Just don't be putting disgusting, pornographic, or violent pictures. I mean, it's at the point now where I post on Facebook, but I don't sit and read. I can't. A, I don't have the time, and B, I am really sick of these images. And, you know, you start deleting people, and you start blocking people, and I don't have time. So I post what I need to post, and I go. And it's unfortunate because some of my patients and some of my friends are like, you didn't read what I wrote on Facebook? I put it on Facebook. I'm like, no. All right? I think Facebook has a self-destruct. Facebook is very popular right now. It's probably the most popular it's ever been. But I see how it's going to probably implode later because people are using it like a billboard, like in college. Remember college, there'd be these billboards, so everybody would put their I want a roommate or lost dog or need a tutor. And it got to the point where it was so cluttered, you really wouldn't see. You'd see the occasional person read it, but you would post and go. You post and go. And that's what a lot of people are doing. I mean, it amazes me that on commercials they're actually advertising, please follow us on Facebook. They're wasting, you know, very expensive minutes and seconds on prime time telling you to follow them on Facebook. Well, of course, it's free advertising. Facebook is free advertising. Every time you post, if someone's a follower, just like with Twitter, they're getting your information. So it's free advertising, of course. You know, I went to see David Copperfield, magician, amazing man. I can't believe it's taken me this many decades to see him. And he probably spent the first 15 minutes of his show trying to get us to follow him on Twitter. It was crazy. I'm like, Twitter, just get to the show. But it's advertising for them. So unless you follow somebody on Twitter, they can't send you their messages and send you their advertisements. And I was like, you're wasting all this time on Twitter. And it actually kind of angered me a little bit. The rest of the show was great. But the problem is I don't have time to read everybody else's tweets. I like to follow everybody. Once in a while when I have a break or I'm constipated, I'm in the bathroom, maybe I'll read as much as I can. But for the most part, most of us are just posting and going. And now we're getting a lot of disgusting pictures. It's getting too cluttered. And the other thing Facebook is doing is they're putting a lot of ads. There's all these ads now in the way, which is cluttering it up even more. It's just very cluttered. And we already have too much of an ADD society and a hyper-stimulated society. We already have too many things bombarded at us. And something's going to have to happen where it's going to go back to something being very simple. But then that's going to get cluttered too. That's what's happening with the internet and the cybersphere. Apparently there was a gentleman who allegedly committed suicide who was a founder of Diaspora, which is kind of like a Facebook alternative. Ilya Zamorisky, 22-year-old, had died this week. Now, it sounds like Mark Zuckerberg had actually donated money to his company, which is kind of cool because you'd think, you know, if the company is a competitor, apparently they're trying to be a they're more concentrating on privacy and more user privacy. I don't know where it's going to go, but it's a shame the man died. Maybe money problems. I don't know. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. So there's a teacher in South Carolina Elementary School who had her first grade students rub her feet. Parents found out about it and are livid. The teacher at Batesburg Leesville Primary School has not been named, but was disciplined and still has her job teaching 6- and 7-year-olds. Allegations came out when one of the teacher's students told her grandmother she didn't want to give any more foot massages. And the grandma was like, what? She admitted to the children rubbing her feet. All right. They immediately sent her home, but apparently she's back to work. They said, I'm trying to look here. The first grader told her grandmother her teacher wore flip-flops to school so she could simply slip them off for the kids to rub her feet. All right? All right, so let me see. I'm trying to look. No bunions. Right? No, that's crazy. But they said that her granddaughter, Miss Norris, has been one of the people filing a complaint, said her granddaughter is having nightmares about her teacher's feet. Oh, my gosh. Officers at Lexington County School District said they've investigated the allegations, took action, and corrected the problem. All right, so I guess you can't have your class, if you're a teacher, rub your feet. Can you imagine? Can you imagine on a daily basis getting a foot rub? That's crazy. Now, of course, what they do need to evaluate is for any pedophile type things, okay? Right? You know, if she wants kids rubbing her feet, what else? So I hope they're investigating that. You know, we were talking about Sandusky today earlier in the show. It looks like Paterno had sold the house to his wife for a dollar a few months before the scandal broke. That was earlier this summer. Transferred the house over for a dollar. And so obviously somebody knew that something was going to come, you know, come around the bend and come down with this. And, you know, we were listening to Sandusky's interviews today, a little eerie. You know, he was talking about how, yes, he would shower with boys and horse around and touch their leg, but nothing of a sexual nature. And, you know, people defending Sandusky were talking about how, yeah, that's what jocks do. Guys shower with other guys and they slap each other on the butt, they hit each other with the towel, they roll around on the floor. Really? Really, guys do that? You know, and so, of course, earlier in the show, I talked about how medically, I don't know if it's the healthiest thing to do. Okay? So, please, don't let somebody hit you with their wet germ-infested towel. Now, this is quite a cool medical story, all right? Surgeons are going to try to deep-chill trauma patients to save them. This is some fascinating stuff, okay? And you're hearing it for the first time here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, trauma surgeons want to try plunging patients that are critically injured into ice cold water, lowering their body to as low as 50 degrees in hopes to save their lives. Many of these trauma patients, when I used to do trauma, you bleed to death easily. So if you freeze them or put them into extreme hypothermia, you could hopefully stop them bleeding to death. All right. As long as you do it in a quick amount of time and then, of course, resuscitate them before brain damage ensues. Now, the high stakes experiment is going to be funded by the Defense Department. The University of Pittsburgh Medical Center is preparing to test that strategy, they say, on a handful of trauma victims who are bleeding so badly from gunshots, stab wounds or similar injuries. Right now, they only say 7% of patients survive. So what happens if you do the surgery while they're hypothermic? All right, they got to get you cold enough so we don't have the blood. Lead researcher Dr. Samuel Tischerman of University of Pittsburgh, critical care specialist. I think they could buy some time. Now, here's the problem. Before the candidates could get chilled, the law requires that patients' consent be a part of the medical experiments after they've been told the pros and cons. Now, excuse me, if a person's bleeding to death, a lot of times they aren't able to respond. And many times when they're coming in trauma, you don't have a family member. So what's going to happen is the Pittsburgh team, oh, I'm sorry, I have a little cough. The Pittsburgh team is going to begin a campaign required by the FDA to educate area residents about the study. They're going to put signs on city buses, video on YouTube, website, a couple town hall meetings. Residents worried about the risks such as brain damage could sign a list saying that opt out if they were severely injured. All right, so you could go for a few minutes without oxygen in the brain, but only a few minutes, okay? So this isn't the first time doctors have tried to make people hypothermic by freezing them, by bringing down. I mean, you don't get frozen, but they bring down your temperature to the point where the organs kind of hold the oxygen that they have. Now, we've always talked about in medical school, if somebody had a drowning injury or et cetera, they, you don't consider them dead if they're cold and hypothermic. Warm them up and then decide if they're dead. Because many times when you're hypothermic, your heart rate is really, really slow. And as you warm up, the heart rate comes up. So it's very easy to check a pulse of somebody who's hypothermic and go, he's dead. And he's not. He's alive. He's just hypothermic. So what they may have to do is, you know, sometimes reshock the heart, rewarm the person. It's going to be tricky. But again, we're already talking about very critically ill patients, you know, trauma patients that are coming in hemorrhaging. So it's going to be interesting. They said it has worked on dogs and pigs. They haven't been able to do many animal experiments, so that's what they want to do. They've tried animals where they were sedated and bled until their heart stopped. Ice cold fluids were pushed through the body's largest artery, deep chilling the brain and the heart and the rest of the body. After more than 2 hours of the animal being like this, they were sewn up, gradually warmed, put on a heart lung machine to restart blood flow, and most survived. So this is going to be kind of cool to see. It'll be interesting. All right. Also, in cool medical news, I wanted to report on this yesterday, but I didn't have enough time. There was a boy that had a very, very nasty bone tumor called osteosarcoma, right? This is a child in Great Britain. Now, what they did is they removed part of the leg that had the tumor. Now, many children, when they have osteosarcoma, this cancer of the leg, it has to be amputated. So they lose their limb. Well, what they did was they took a 12-inch bone of the shin. All right. And usually these osteosarcomas, they go for the long bones. You'll see them in the femur. You'll see them in the shin. All right. They took it from 15-year-old Matthew Wiley's leg. So they took the 12-inch piece of bone that had the tumor, took it to a nearby hospital three miles away for radiotherapy treatment. So they basically radiated it to kill the tumor. Then they took the treated bone, reimplanted it in his leg. Right, with this fibula to strengthen the leg, it was a 10-hour operation, and they say he's doing pretty good. Now, of course, the mother is like, "Oh my gosh, you know, the family is pretty relieved." It's going to be interesting to see if radiotherapy will be enough. I mean, I love the idea that they could hopefully avoid amputation with these. Very, very scary. Honestly, these osteosarcomas, let me tell you right now, if your child complains of any leg pain or arm pain, have the doctor get the x-ray. I know people are like, "Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm worried about the radiation." Listen, okay, very rarely some of these pains could be, you know, from a tumor, and you want to catch these things early. And it kills me when you know, many athletic kids, parents think it's just shin splints or growing pains, or, you know, the doctor takes a look at them. An x-ray is cheap. It's not that much radiation. It's hardly at all. All right. If there's any issue, x-ray, you know, my kid, we found a tumor in his bone, when we were giving him his flu shot, and it of course freaked us out. And luckily it was a benign tumor. And I asked the orthopedist, I go, "What do you do with your kids? Because I don't want to be one of those moms that freaks out every time I feel something on my kid. I don't want to freak out with all my patients. But, you know, your kids are in sports. What do you do?" And the orthopedist says, "You x-ray them. When they hurt, you x-ray. You have to take a look." And I was really shocked by that answer, because I thought he'd be more relaxed because he's seen it all. And osteosarcomas are so rare. He's like, "No, if there's an issue and there's pain, you x-ray it. You've got to take a look." And so my recommendation will be that, to, you know, also in the news, they were talking about how many doctors aren't following proper protocol when it comes to athletes and checking their hearts. And usually, you know, we do screening sports physicals where we take your blood pressure, we look at your eyesight, we listen to your heart, we listen for murmurs, you know, and those physical exams should catch a lot, but looks like it might not. You know, because we're still hearing about kids dropping dead on the field or during practice. And I had recommended on my show that I think any child that's in athletics, very strenuous athletics, should have a cardiologist take a peek. "Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's going to cost so much money. You know, you're causing healthcare costs to rise." But, you know, listen, okay, kids are dropping dead. All right. What about that guy that dropped, that dropped of a heart attack just a few feet from the finish line in the LA Marathon last week? And luckily he was able to be resuscitated. All right. Some of us can handle the strenuous activity. Some can. And if you don't know if your kid is a can or a can't, get them checked. All right. It's worth it. "Well, my insurance won't pay for it." Well, then pay for it yourself. Right, we're talking about your kid's life here. Have the doctor look at the heart. He could do an ultrasound of the heart. He may not have to do, you know, fancy schmancy stress test, but it may be worth getting that checked. That's all I'm saying. All right, when we come back, more medical news. And also, where are some of the best places to spread your loved one ashes? Interesting topic. When we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Show. We got James working the dials at GCN. We've had a great couple hours on the show tonight. I want to talk about a topic that's kind of interesting here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I've had a lot of questions about spreading the ashes. You know, many people with this economy haven't really been opting for the whole funeral service if they don't have religious requirements and have been cremating, and then of course following mom's or dad's or grandma's or grandpa's wishes on where to be scattered. And many people didn't realize there's actually some rules you need to follow when you scatter the ashes. This is kind of interesting, okay? I found this on a website. This is some EPA requirements, right? Now, some of these requirements are going to include human remains that are cremated and not cremated, so just kind of bear with me. But I found this kind of interesting because at the office today, one of the patients was telling me how her husband had wanted to have his ashes scattered, and so, you know, she scattered the ashes, you know, at some of his favorite places. And, you know, I'm like, do you have to get permission, or do you? And many people don't. They just take the ashes and scatter. Remember on Grown Ups, for that Adam Sandler movie, they just brought the coach to an area, you know, and scattered them. And then, what was it, the Big Lebowski, right? They tried to scatter the ashes and then it blew into someone's face. Well, there's some requirements, okay? So the EPA requirements for scattering ashes at sea. Okay, now, there's not cremated remains in cremated remains. So they say burial at sea of human remains that are not cremated shall take place at least 3 nautical miles from land and in water at least 600 feet deep. Certain areas, including East Central Florida, the Dry Tortugas, Florida, west of Pensacola, Florida, the Mississippi River Delta, require water at least 1,800 feet deep. They say refer to the Code of Federal Regulations for details. All necessary measures shall be taken to ensure that the remains sink to the bottom rapidly and permanently. I guess that's, you know, that would help. Then, cremated remains shall be buried in or on ocean waters without regard to the depth limitations specified for non-cremated remains in paragraph 2 above, provided that such burial takes place at least 3 nautical miles from land. Okay, so you're not supposed to just throw it over the cliff. Decomposable flowers and wreaths. Flowers and wreaths consisting of materials that are readily decomposable in the marine environment may be placed at the burial site. All burials conducted shall be reported to the EPA in writing within 30 days. How many of you are writing the EPA? The following information should be included and mailed or faxed to the region for contact at the bottom of this page. You can copy the information below, blah, blah, blah. So, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you need to, you know, before you do this, tell the EPA. Now, I mean, from what I understood, you have to carry a certificate so people know, you know, that those ashes are really yours. You didn't, you know, just make them yourself, I guess. But, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, we've been talking about that with patients, you know, where they're spreading the ashes. And a website had come up with a list of the top 10 places to distribute your ashes, to spread the ashes. One is on a hill with a view. Two is on a beach. Three, under a tree. Four, in a field with a view. Five, on the campus of their alma mater. Six, at home. Seven, in the ocean or lake. Eight, at their church. Nine, at their favorite attraction like Disney World or SeaWorld. 10, in a cemetery near relatives. Now, that's interesting. I am dying to know. I need to call Disneyland or SeaWorld. How does that work if you want to spread your ashes at Disneyland? I wonder if they allow it. I got to find that out. That's cool. All right, so I did a Facebook poll, and you all are welcome to chime in. I would love to find out where you think some of the best places to spread your ashes. Jimmy writes over a bagel. Don't ask. Lou writes on the grounds of my favorite winery. Bill writes, spread them on your tongue. Remember that wacko woman? I got to look up that story where someone had put the ashes on her tongue. Phil writes, in space, like Gene Roddenberry, creator of Star Trek. Jimmy writes, actually from a helicopter. That way, when you get something in your eye, you'll think of me. Michelle writes, Sedona. Judith writes Israel's Mount of Olives, so that's a nice place. Stephen writes the ocean. Jorge writes Monterey Bay or San Francisco Bay. Lisa writes the Mexican Riviera. Nadine said she mom was San Francisco Bay. Looks like San Francisco Bay's getting a lot. Shannon said back on my bed. I love my bed. Scott writes father was at Red Rock Canyon. Louise, the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dory, the ocean. Anna, Lake Tahoe. Jim, the highest mountains, peaks closer to God. Let them fly free like a bird. That's nice. Chris, Yankee Stadium. He wants his ashes, Yankee Stadium. Stephen, Yosemite. Gail, Malibu Canyon. Bishop, Gobbler's Knob. Thomas, on the Avenue Island between Paris and Bellagio Fountains. That's where I want mine spread. I'm used to people walking all over me in life, so why not in death? Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. All right, so but listen, guys, if you guys are gonna, you know, have your ashes spread, you need to get permission. Okay, all right, kind of cool stuff. Now, remember, I was talking about on the show a while back on the Dr. Dahlia show. We were talking about making something invisible, where a Texas scientist had been able to use these nanotubes, heat them up, and cause a mirage type of effect where it looked invisible. Well, the physicist at the University of Texas actually has now made the cloak. So he wanted to make a cloak. He had already done the technology. We reported on it a few weeks ago, and now he's actually made a cloak. We've talked about a mirage. What happens is it's a temperature gradient between the ground and what you see, and the light gets refracted, and your body, your mind, and your eyes, and your retinas tries to make an image of what it thinks it sees. So if there's a little reflection of the sky when you're out in the desert with that temperature gradient from the sky, the ground and the heat, your body will go, well, maybe that spot of blue coming from the sky isn't sky, but actually a lake. So, you know, a mirage isn't so much what you see in the movies where you see mermaids and palm trees and all that, but you could actually see pools of blue, which is the mirage from the sky, and you think it's water, but it isn't. Well, this was a technology they did using carbon nanotubes. They heated up these carbon nanotubes, it would refray the light, and then they could manipulate it. So they've actually made an invisible cloak. This is pretty, pretty cool stuff. Now, I'd like to see the cloak. They aren't going into too much detail over what that looks like, but either way, I think it's pretty, pretty cool. All right, so we got to go through some quick headlines. Okay. They were talking about how prostate cancer may be linked to birth control pills. Women and their birth control pills are urinating, obviously, in the toilet. The hormones are getting excreted into the water system and then possibly being uptaken by men. They found more prostate cancer exists in countries where there are more women taking birth control pills. So what does that mean you do? Do you not take do you not drink tap water? I mean, honestly, I think there's many other factors with prostate cancer. You know, maybe one reason why more men have prostate cancer in us developed countries is because we live longer. You know, prostate cancer usually hits us when we're older. If you don't die of a heart attack or a stroke, you're probably going to be old enough to get prostate cancer. So that could be an idea. Also could be a diet, etc. So, you know, that's a thought. All right. Also in the news, a scientist has been able to grow meat in the lab. It looks white because it doesn't have blood running through it. But a Dutch biologist, Mark Post, has been able to grow meat. He has Velcro on each side stretching it, so it kind of exercises the muscles as it grows. He believes that he is going to be able to create a burger, the first lab-grown burger within a year, for at the cost of $345,000. Yes, $345,000 for a lab-grown burger. I could just see fast food chains get all nervous. Also, medical headlines. Kiwi has been shown to lower blood pressure. They found three kiwis a day can lower your blood pressure a few points. This was a study done in Oslo University Hospital in Norway, even more so than the apple a day. So when they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, you need to say a kiwi a day keeps the apple a day. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, some quick headlines. Kids with higher IQs are more likely to use drugs later in life. This was a study published online in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. High IQ in children could be associated to illegal drug use later in life. So maybe just have your kids kind of watch some of these, you know, asinine commercials, duh, to get them away from drugs. We also talk about the more medications men take, it seems like the higher erectile dysfunction. Some men taking over 10 pills. We're talking 10 pills a day could possibly have 30% chance of erectile dysfunction. It's very easy to take multiple pills. Between cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, very easy. So talk to your doctor. You know, make sure you bring up their erectile dysfunction. Don't be shy. Okay? You know, we talk about stuff like that all the time. You know, everybody's all embarrassed. Oh, I have difficulty getting erections. You know, don't be embarrassed about it because it's not going to get better. Okay, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you want to be able to use it more, you got to talk to your doctor. You got to be open about it. We are talking about the Occupy protests and, you know, what happened today with the judge in New York, part of the Supreme Court, had ruled against the protesters setting up camp with their tents and their tarps and all that. And, you know, said, look, you know, you could peacefully protest, but you can't be setting up shop and living in the park, which I agree with. I mean, you know, we talked about the First Amendment. I, you know, went through that earlier this evening. You know, you could, you know, peace very amicably and peaceably, you know, protest. But it looks like, you know, on Thursday, this Occupy Wall Street is planning on causing complete chaos, gridlock, shutting down Wall Street, subways, bridges, and they're not going to stop until they do. They're planning to stop the Brooklyn Bridge, just stop it and stop subway traffic. Now, you know, we talked about how I was so confused by their mission statement and what their goal is, because I thought they were supposed to represent 99% of Americans, right? And everybody seems to be against the 1% that occupy Wall Street. So I don't understand why blocking the Brooklyn Bridge and blocking the subway system helps the 99% average American who wants to go to work. Okay, if you don't have a job and you're out there protesting, please let the rest of us still work. Okay, and go unscathed. I was very upset that they had set up a medical tent in the middle of this park. And there was somebody saying that while the police last night came in and did a raid and cleared everybody out of the park, they pulled him out of the tent, stethoscope coat and all, while he was working on a girl that had a heart condition. Now, what the hell are you doing in the middle of a park in the middle of the night working on somebody with a heart condition? You get them to the hospital. You get them to an urgent care. What are they doing? All right. This is starting to get a little bit more dangerous. We're hearing about people dying, people committing suicide, tuberculosis, you know, being spread, communicable disease. I mean, this is some scary stuff. And again, I have no problem with freedom of speech. I have no problem with protests, passionately fighting for your cause. But what exactly is your cause again? What is your cause? All right, try to, you know, cause gridlock and, you know, trying to make a spectacle on national TV. That's fine if you are being productive about your cause. What are you trying to accomplish? What's the mission statement? Everybody has been waiting with bated breath on what you want. You guys are threatening to close down Brooklyn Bridge and close down the subways. Right? And basically impair New York City this coming Thursday. What are your demands? This is almost like terrorist activity. What are your demands? What do you want the government to do so you don't completely wreak havoc on Wall Street, on the stock exchange, and the American people trying to get to work and pay their bills? What is going on? Not to mention, what about national security? You start messing with the subway system, you're going to give terrorists an opportunity. What are you doing? So as far as I'm concerned, whatever New York police needs to do, and Mayor Bloomberg, not that I agree with him, all the time, you know, the safety of our American citizens is paramount. And if they're practicing medicine in the middle of a park, in the middle of the night, if they're setting up a kitchen that may not be compliant with health department laws, and they're going to be causing absolute gridlock, there's going to be some major safety issues. And I'm now having a big problem with this Occupy protest. Okay, I mean, you know, you could have convinced a lot of us months ago. You could have convinced a lot of us. There were a lot of people that were moderate going, you know, good for you. You know, I don't like greed. I don't like the economy. Right? But you didn't really seem to occupy Pennsylvania Avenue. You seem to start including Jews in all this, saying Jews are at fault. And I don't know where the hell that came from. Right? You start to occupy the Israeli consulate, and I think this has become a lot more destructive and a little scary. as far as I'm concerned. So you definitely don't have my support. And if you are putting any Americans at risk, you should be prosecuted to the extent of the law. Absolutely. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So Gloria Cain, they were talking about how her body language can be, I guess, manipulated by the media. But they were actually looking at her body language to see how she supports her husband. It was kind of interesting, okay? Now, I was pretty impressed with Gloria Cain. I think she's very professional, very polished, very intelligent woman, very nice. I think she'd make a great first lady. But they say that she had pursed her lips at the first question Greta Van Susteren had fired at her regarding the allegations against her husband, and pursed lips as a sign of anger. They said Gloria Cain's eye contact seemed to be a little disconnected as she found a thought, but it was honest. They said it easy to relate to. They also looked at the positioning of the of her body with her feet. Whether you guys think this is BS or not, I don't know what to say. I'm just reporting this. They say the positioning of her body with her feet, legs, and torso angled away from the interviewer indicated what experts call a retreat, a level of discomfort in the topic, but not insincerity. Well, that's bullcrap. If I'm in an interview, I always twist myself for the better side. They say her arms are out in front of her hands, laying one over the other in her lap, which, who are they interviewing? This gentleman Wood, I believe. I'm trying to figure out who they're interviewing. Patty Wood is a body language expert and author. All right, fine. They said her arms are out in front of her hands, laying one over the other in her lap, which she calls a blanket hand cross. She is protecting her pelvis, which signals her feeling like her sexual relationship, what? With her husband has been exposed or attacked. But, excuse me, she is clearly not hiding anything. Are you kidding me, really? Really? All right. She says it's clear she loves her husband and she genuinely believes he's a good guy. She constantly uses his first name, which shows her affection for him. But at the end of the interview, she says for a final time, I know Herman. She gulps like she is gulping down fear and she doesn't know everything. All right. You know what? I think this is a bunch of poppycock. Here's the thing. Okay? Remember, you're being interviewed on national TV. You're going to be scrutinized. And the media scrutinizes everything. That is not when you psychologically evaluate somebody's body language. You evaluate them when they're in an office and they're relaxed. Whenever I evaluate a child and I'm looking at them, I do it when they're distracted, when they're running around playing, not when they're on the spot. Really? Are you kidding me? You know, and I've been watching this. You know, it's a complete, what is it, horse and pony, whatever. I can't think of the type of show I'm trying to, the analogy I'm trying to bring up. But, yeah, horse and pony show, I think they call it, where you're seeing what the media is doing. When they like a presidential primary candidate and they want to manipulate that, they rip on the others. If you notice, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich hasn't been ripped to pieces yet by the media. But remember, once one of them is going to be going up against Obama, that's when the media is going to hit them hard. So this is only a temporary stay. Watch and wait. All right, guys, great show. When we come back, we'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia. Please keep the calls coming at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You all be safe.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking, in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.